Let's move. We're on the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tes. All right? That we're up to? Yeah. We can talk about Beis Chonio today, right? The second temple that was set up. So we're going to basically after Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol. He served like 80 years or something like that. Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol. So after he died, his son Chonio went to Alexandria. He went to Alexandria Mitzrayim. He built a Mizbeach there. There's going to be a machlokas. There's a machlokas we're going to talk about here. Whether that Beis Hamikdash was. Was it because the avoda done there was shame shemayim or shame avoda zara? Okay, that you can have a machlokas about. What the impetus to get him there is clear that it was just, you know,
politics.
Yeah, like everything. That was everything in his mind by a shame. It was all politics. Okay, hare alai ola. A guy says it's incumbent upon me to bring an ola. Right, harei ola yakuvena b'migdash. He has to build, bring it in. I don't know what the havmin is here. He has to bring it in the base of migdash in Yerushalayim. The im hikriva of the base chonyo, but and if he's machin the ola in base chonyo lo yatsa. He's not yatsi de his chova, and he has to bring another carbon ola because you can't. I guess I think it applies to any bama. There's no concept of a bama during the time once the base of migdash is built. So you can't, maybe even before the base of Migdash, you could bring it anywhere. Once the base of Migdash is built, you can't even bring it in base Chonya. All right? He says, Harei alai ola she'akriven in base Chonya. I am making a nether to bring in ola that I'm only going to bring in the base Chonya. Ya'akriven in Migdash. Again, he has to be makrivit of Migdash. Then he grieve of the base Chonya. But if he is makrivit in the house of Chonya, yotza. He's yotza in his nether. He's still kind of parish for shkita's chut. But, you know, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about his nether. Right, he's definitely going to be chayav karis. He did the wrong thing. Right, Rabbi Shimon says no. Ein zo ola. This is nothing. He wasn't makish anything. It's not considered an ola because it's whatever. What's he supposed to do? What does he do? He said a relay ola shakivenu beischonyo. That's not a netter to bring an ola at all because he wasn't no there to bring anything kalacha. So even if he was makish, so it's not considered an ola. It's chulin and it'd probably be usher for him to be makish in the mikdash. Because that would be cool in Lazara. He didn't take upon himself anything. It's not a valid nether. Okay. Guy says, I don't know. Hareini Nazir. If he says, I'm a Nazir, so when it comes time to shaving, Yigaleach, he has to be Galeach and bring his karbanos. The Mikdash, in the base of Mikdash, Vingilach Beis Chonyo, but if he doesn't in Beis Chonyo, Lo Yotza, he's not Yotza, and he has to do the whole thing all over again, it's dark. I mean, what's the Havamina? What's the Mishnah's Havamina? Right?
Well, dealing only with the Nadarim. He's not dealing with Halacha.
Right, so the Nadarim,
how do we interpret his language?
How are we interpreting his language? Okay? Hareini Nazir She'agaleach Beis Chonyo. Again, I'm a Nazir, I'm a Nas, that my shaving and my karbanos are going to be done in Beis Chonyo, so with Achila, you should Yigaleach by Mikdash. If he did in the Beis Chonyo, he's Yotza. I don't know. Yotza. He's probably not a real Nazir.
Correct.
But he's probably supposed to be Machmir upon himself, so then he's being Machmir upon himself, so we can do it in Beis Chonyo. For Shimon Omer, ain't a Nazir. There's nothing. He didn't say anything valid, ain't a Nazir. Okay? So we're going to get to the Gemara now. The Gemara said now, right, the Mishnah I mentioned, Harei Lai Olash, Rakhvena Beis Chonyo, and he was Machovich there, so he says that he was Yotze Dechova. So here comes your question. So Gemara asks, what do you mean, Yotze? He was Yotze Dechova. Hamikdal Katla. I mean, it's as if he was killed his Ola somewhere else. Right? Because once he says Harei Lai Ola, so he has to bring an Ola. So then, how can he use Makarim his Neder by bringing it somewhere else? Basically, all he did was kill the animal like in Stamaklis. He didn't do anything. So the Gemara Mishnah says, I read the Mishnah with the Gemara's interpretation. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Nasa, when you say, Harei Alai Ola Shakriveni Beischonyov, it's Nasa Ka Omer. It's as if he says, Harei Alai Ola Al Menas, on condition, Shlo Eschaye V'Acharayusa. It's as if he said, I am bringing this Ola on condition that I'm not Chayev in its Achrayas. Therefore, even though it has a shame ola on it, and with Kavchilo he's chayat to be machid in the mikdash, nevertheless, if he shechted it chutz for beis hamikdash and he's over the isser shlutei chutz, he's not chayat to bring another one because he wasn't in Kabbalah Christ. That's what he's saying over here. Right? Rashi says, Amr of Amunah came into Amr al Menasha Kivin of Eschon of Habakilu Amr Menasha Ehargena of the lowest guy by Fru Yasa. Mushim Haki Yatsa. Not even Yatsa, really. I think that's the wrong language. I think Yatsa means that he's not Kayan by Fry, something another one. He said, Hare Elai Ola, al Menasha Kivin of Eschon of. So it's a valid Ola that he has to bring, doesn't have a Fryas. So if he's Makavin of Eschon of, he's Yatsa, meaning he doesn't have to bring another one, but he's Kayan first, for Shulte Kos. There's just weird stuff over here. Okay? The Gemara says, so Amalei Rava, the Gemara answers, and now the Gemara's in challenges. So Amalei Rava, Elamiyata, according to this, in the Sefer, the Ketani, it said in the Sefer, Hareini Nazir, right, I'm a Nazir, she'agalach the Beis Chonyov, yigalach the Mikdash, then gilach the Beis Chonyov Yotza, so Hachanami, which we say it over here, Hachanami, the Nasik Omer, Hareini Nazir, I'm a Nashalo, Etzchayev, Acharayus, Karbonosa. It should be the same thing. I'm a Nazir on condition that I'm not Chayev in the Yafrayas and my Karbonos. Because if I shave in Beis Chonyov and I'm the Yotze, what does it mean I'm Yotzah? So I don't know what Karbonos Nazir I have to bring. If I was Yotzah, what does it mean? So it's Amanat, that if I do the shaving in Beis Chonyov, I don't have to bring the Karbonos. Right? That's the reason why, because Yilach and Beis Chonyov is Yotzah Dechova. But that can't be, because once you say Harimah and Nazir, you have a Chiyuv in Nazirus, which includes Karbonos. Right? Nazir, Kamzul Maisi Karbonosov, a Nazir, so long as he hasn't brought his Karbonos, Lom is Kasher. He's not Kasher anymore. He's not Kasher yet. So what does it mean? The racial safer don't flow. So El Amar Rava, no. So Rava answers, what does this mean? He says, when the person says, Harelai Ola Lahavi, Beis Chonyov, it means, Adam Zela Doron is Kaveh. This guy just wanted to bring a Matana to Kaveh Baruch Hu. What's an Ola with a lowercase I. Right? He doesn't want to bring, right? That's what he wants to bring. And Amar, and he says, Isagi Beis Chonyov, I live close here, right? I live by the Nile Delta, and I want to bring it to Alexandria. So if I can bring it here, E Sagi Vishonyev, Tarakna. I'll make it here, then I'll go bring it there. The Tve Lomatin leads to Yurei. I'm not going to go any further than that. I'm not going to travel any further than that. I want to bring a present. But he's not really bringing a full-fledged Ola. So that's it. From the end of the Sefer of the Mishnah, I can say the same thing. Nazir Nami, Hai Gavel Tsuri Nasha Kamikavin. He just wanted to be some sort of aesthetic towards Hashem. Right? So he says, Harei Nazir with a lowercase nun. I'm going to be a real full-fledged Nazir. So he says, Amar, Isagi Beschon Yotarachna. So if it's okay, if you say it's okay for me to do whatever, take care of whatever I need to take care of in Beschon Yot, I'll take it upon myself. But today, lo matzil et jure, but I'm not going to go any further than that. So he's really not taking upon himself a full-fledged Naziris. So how does it work back now in the mission now? So the mission say, so Harei Nazir, right? Harei Alai Ola Shaku Bene Beschon Yot, and he's Lichat Chila, he should be Makrivit in the Beis HaMikdash, as an Ola. But B'dieved, if he's Makdash in Beis Chonyov, he's Yotzeh, because all he really was Makdash was a lowercase Ola. So how does he bring it in the Beis HaMikdash of Akhila? If his Kavanah was not a real Ola, how's the Mishnah saying that he should bring it, right? How's the Mishnah saying that he should bring it in the Beis HaMikdash? That's what I don't get. So Rav Hamnuna Amrallah, Rav Hamnuna says to him, no. Nazir Kidkamarta. Ration and Sefer are different. The Nazir is like you said, Rava. He's talking about a guy who needs Tziuri coming Kavein, and he's only going to be Mitzar himself if he can go to the Beis Chonyov. Right? Ola, no. Ola is like I said. Split it up. Ola is Al-Menashlo Shchayev Achrusha Kamar. I'm going to be Makar for full-fledged Ola on condition they don't have any Achrayas in case something happens to it. Supposed to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. If I bring in the Beis Chonyov, I don't have to bring any Achrayas. I don't have to bring another Ola. I'm still Chayev for Shubichot, but I don't have to bring I'm Yotzi my Ned there. The Amar, the Af Rav Yochanan Sevel Allah Hadar Rav Hanuna, and even Rav Yochanan held like this Rav Hanuna. God bless you. The Amar Rabbi Bar Rachana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Bar Rachana said the name Rav Yochanan. Guy says, Hare Alai Ola Sheakri Ven of the Beis Chonyov, the Hikriva of the Eretz Yisrael, meaning he shechted anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, not in the Beis Hamikdash. Yotza Yidei Yischova of his Neder, Va the Onus Kares on the Shlita because he was over on the Isser of Shkutei Chutz. Right. So it's Mucha from here, and according to Rav Yochanan, this Ola is like Rav, he has to be holding like Rav Hamnuna. Because if it was not a full-fledged Ola, like Rav said, it's not a full-fledged Ola, then you won't be Chai for Shkut Echus. It is a full-fledged Ola. No, you wouldn't be Yotza. The only way you wouldn't be Yotza is if you're right. Because then you would say it's a full-fledged Ola with a full net there, and you have to bring another one. Right, but Rashi says, the Kriva the Eretz Yisrael, Shalom Yushalayim, Ulahachi Nak of Eretz Yisrael, the Apagat Lokai Nidro, Yotza, the Kviyusa, the Beis Chonyov, La Kviyasu. Same Beis Chonyov is not a Kviyus, it has to be there, right? The Habika Omer Amanash again. Amanash lo is chayv achuyusa. The Malik Tzalah Hashem. Malik Tzalah Hashem. What's the difference? You kill there, kill here. It's nothing in Beis Chonya. Okay. So that's the end. We have another brisa that supports Rav Hamnuna. The brisa says as follows: Harei alai ola shivena ba midbar. I'm going to bring an ola on condition, I guess, that I shecht it in the midbar. Right? Rashi says, Kasav mishlam mishkan shahayasham yadayin ha midbar kadosh. I'm going to bring it to Midbar Sinai, in the Midbar, because it's still kadosh. The Mishkan was once there. I don't know, right? You're crazy people in today also. They do things, right? The Griva of the Eber Yardin, and he was mocked with anywhere else on the Eber Yardin, which we're saying over here means on the Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Yerushalayim. Yatsev Amos Karis, same thing as Rav Hamnuna. So the Mishnah split into two. The first part, the second, the Nazir is not a full fledged Nazir. He's a lowercase Nazir. The first part is a full fledged Ola without a price. Therefore, if he shechts it anywhere else, he shechts his neder, but he's chayav paris. Next case. Hakohanim. What? In Beis Chonya? No. If you bring the Beis Hamidrash, you have to do it as an ola.
Right.
If you bring the Beis Chonya, it's the same thing as a rock fell on it. You know, who cares what you did there?
Because
you had no uprights.
No,
it's Harei Alai Ola. Harei Zet, this, it's as if you said, this should be the Ola, and if anything happens to it, I don't have to bring it. So something happened to it. It got shefted in Beis Chonya.
Right.
So I don't have to bring anything else, because I didn't take any of the price upon myself. It's on the Chatzah, not on the Gavra. Alright. HaKohanim, Sheshimshu B'Beis Chonya. The Kohanim that did the Avodah in Beis Chonya. Even if they're marking the Shem Shemayim, right, there's a Knas. Lo Yishamshu B'Mikdash Yerushalayim. They can no longer do the Avodah in Yerushalayim. Right? Tosos over here points out, look at the Tosos, it says, B'Sefer HaZohir. I'm not sure what that is. On the side, it says, Lo Nitzah B'Sefer Zohir, but it says, if you look in the Chuvas of Rav Naftunayagon, and in the Gaonim, it says that, Kohen Shehemir Doso, as he was, he came a Mumar, Lo Yises Kafov. He shouldn't do Dukhan anymore, Lo Yikra Rishon. He shouldn't be called the first, Iksiv B'Kidash Do, who achli likedusha say va'avdulei, right? Va'avdulei rabbanim malim it be darkei shalom. But rabbanim let him do it because of darkei shalom. Then we're talking about the guy who's chozer b'tshuva, right? V'hai came on the idchi. Since this guy's pushed away, he's pushed away. Kidetnan kohanim shemshu beveis konyav lo yishmeshu bemikdash b'shalayim, right? But Rashi pairs the kosher. He says they're kosher. V'zel shona rei ilkabala mumim, right? Mehocha nafgalon the kohen shehemir dosa v'chozer b'tshuva kosher l'duchan. So from this Rashi, if he's chozer b'tshuva, he can still duchan. This is only a balmum. A balmum is only possible doing the avodah. He's not possible from duchening, right? Ela im hayalo mum biyodav. There's a mum in his hand, so that's just a distraction, I guess, to everybody else, right? The thing I'm mistaken bo, right? So that's the sugya over here talks about, you know, the kohanim if they can come back and duchening. That's the halacha lemaisa you pull out of here. But the Mishnah continues, right? Hakohanim shem beis kohanim lo yishuv mitash bishlayim. The ain, however, the ain sorich lomar l'davar acher. And Allah is kind of a kama if they did actual shimush to Avodah Zarah. Then they definitely can't go back to the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, even if they did tshuva. Rashi says, in shimshu Avodah Zarah, lo yishu obi Yerushalayim. They can't bring back. Shanei Amar, because the Pasuk says, by the Kohanim that did Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk in Malachim Beis, Parachal Gimel, it says, ah, lo ya'alu Kohanei ha-Vamos, the Kohanim who serviced on the Vamos, el Mizbach Hashem Yerushalayim, they cannot go back to the Mizbeach of Hashem in Yerushalayim. They can get what the portions of the Kohanim, but, right, it says, Elu kebalimum, they become like a balimum, the chokim v'ochlim, they take a chelik and they can eat, v'lo makriven, but they can't be makriven, they can't do the avodah. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, right, this is basically talking about the Mishnah that said that they did avodah zarah, they cannot do in the Mikdash. So Rabbi Yehuda, Kohen sheshachat levodus kavavim. If a Kohen only did shechita levodus zara, karbon areich nicholach. Nevertheless, he can then, if he does tshuva, he can still do the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Well, I guess the answer is probably because we always say the shechita levodi, so it's not really avoda, right? Rashi says, and Rashi just explains, he doesn't explain why, but I think it's because we say right shechita is even kasher bazar in the Beis Hamikdash. So Amar Yehuda, Kohen Shachal Bosu Chavim, Kabbalon Rechichoch. Amar Yitzchak Bar Dimi, Maikra. What's the pasuk from where you learn this? The pasuk they can bring out is from the Nevuah of Yecheskel. La'asid Lavo, he's mitnabe on the Kohanim that were Mesharis to Avodah Zarah. And the pasuk says in Yecheskel Perek Mem Daled, Ya'an asher yisharsu osam lifnei giluleyem. You were masharis in the houses of their idol worship. V'hayu lebeis Yisrael l'michshol avon. And you were a michshol b'nei Yisrael. Alkei nasati yod yaleyem ne'um Hashem v'nas'u avonam. Okay, you're not going to be working. Kivasrei, and it says afterwards, v'lo yigshu elai l'kohen. Right, but the pasuk says asher yisharsu. So e avod sheirus. Right, if yisharsu, then they're not going to be my kohen. E avod sheirus. If they did sheirus to avodah zarah, then in. Then they're going to be pasul. But shechita lav sheirusu. But shechting, they're saying, is not actual avodah. Shechting is not avodah. Right, therefore, for kohen shechs for avodah zarah, and his chozer b'tshuva, he's allowed to still do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas regarding this concept of the Kohanim that were Mishamish Lavodah Zarah. So Itmar. Okay, we learned in the Beis Medrash. Kohen, right, we're talking about a Kohen, Shogog Vizrika. He did his chet was the Shogeg that he threw blood for the Avodah Zarah. That's Shemish. That's Mamish working for the Avodah Zarah. But he did it with Shogeg, I guess he thought for whatever reason there was no Isser. He thought there was no Isser. So Rav Nachman says that a guy who does this, I'm assuming after Tshuva, Korban Oreach Nichoah, he can still do the avodah. He can still do the avodah. If he does avodah to the avodah zara b'shogeg, it does tshuva. He can come back to the Beis HaMikdash. But sheishas amark ain't korban oreach nichoah. No, blanket rule. Once you do sheirus to the avodah zara, you're out. You do tshuva fine, but you're out. You can't do back. Some rav sheishas minor minol. How do I know you're out? How do I know you're knocked out? Dixit, because the pasuk says in Yecheskel. Again, this is in Yecheskel. This is the same pasuk that we just quoted. V'ha'yu lebeis Yisrael lemichshol avon. Right, my love. O Mirshal, O Avon. It's Mirshal Avon. So one's Mirshal, one's Avon. Mirshal Shogeg. Mirshal means done by Shogeg. But Avon means amazing. So therefore, and then after the pasuk afterwards says, Lo Yikshu Elai L'Kahein. So whether you did Shemesh B'mezid, whether you did a bit of Shogeg, you're possible for coming back to the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Nachman says, no. It's not Mirshal and Avon. It's Mirshal the Avon. It means that you were Mashal B'nei Yisrael in a way that you did for Avon. You were Machshav B'nai Yisrael by servicing Avodah Zarah on purpose. But if you service Avodah Zarah B'shogeg, you can come back.
They check your resume. What happens?
They're witnesses. They know.
Witnesses.
Yeah, it must be witnesses. It has to be. You have to know. It's something you have to establish it.
Well, they check, but you can't.
You have to check. They call up. They call Mrs. Yarmak and they find out what the story is. Mm-hmm. I got a call now that I mentioned her on the back. I'm a Rav Nachman. Mino Aminama. How do I know my Shita is that if they did the avodah b'shogeg, they can't come back. We know aminullah. The sign is one of the brisa, right? This is talking about a chatos that a yachid brings when he makes a mistake by avodah zarah. By accident, b'shogeg was worship of avodah zarah. I bring a chatos. So what does it say over there? It's talking about midrash perek tesvav. It says v'chiper hakohen al hanefesh hashogeges b'chetah b'shkagah lifnei Hashem. So you have the words b'chetah and b'shkagah. Those are extra. It should be v'chiper hakohen al hanefesh. I guess. Milame, it comes to teach us, Shek also, Shek Kohen, Mishapar Ayde Atzvo. That the Kohen, who shows he's going to Avodah also, can get Kapara by himself. The only way he gets Kapara by himself is he's the one doing the Avodah Zarah. If he's the one doing the Avodah. Right? Mishapar Ayde Atzvo. Vemai. So what's the case that he's Mishapar Ayde Atzvo? Elaim Mishkito, if you're saying that he did Shkito Avodah Zarah, so might you Shogeg? Who cares if it was Shogeg? I think it was Mazin Nami. If it was Mazin Shogeg, that's not called Shirus. He can come back once he does Tshuva. Elolav Bezrika, talking about a Kohen, which is Rikla Avodah Zarah, and the prophet says he can be Mishkaper on himself. If he can be Mishkaper on himself, it means he's doing the Avodah Zarah. That means he's doing the Avodah. So what's the case? The case was he must have been that he did Zrika B'shogeg to Avodah Zarah. Now he does Tshuva, he can come back and do the Avodah. He can come back and do the Avodah. Rav Sheshet says no. Rav Sheshet Amar, no. Le'olam B'shkita. No, that pasuk is talking about Shkita. It's talking about Shkita. U'bemezid lo. And if you're shechted bemezid, you can't come back. Even if it's only Shkita. Once you did anything bemezid, says Rav Sheshet, you can't come back. That's the kemishtaris levodas kachavim. That's as if you were mishtaris levodas zara. Even if it's Shkita, it was not a levodah. If it's bemezid, that's bad news. That's bad news. Va'azul tamayu, and they both, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet, are consistent with their Shkitas, which are mentioned elsewhere. The Itmar is with seven of the base measures. Hezid b'shkita. Guy did, Kohen did, Shkita to Avodah Zarah b'mezid, Rav Nachman Amar, Karbon Oreach Nichoah. Once you do Tshuva, you can come back, because Shkita to Avodah, it's not Sheirus. Rav Sheshet Amar ain't Karbon Oreach Nichoah. No, he says, well, it doesn't matter. Once you did Shkita b'mezid to Avodah Zarah, you can't come back. Right? You can eat, you can get a chelek, but you can't do the Avodah. Rav Nachman Amar, Karbon Oreach Nichoah, why do you love a Sheirus? He didn't do anything. He didn't do an avodah. He just shepherded. He's still an animal. It's nothing. Why not? Because I guess he views it as some sort of doing something for the avodah zarah. So Rashi points out, though, we said before that b'shchita is lo mitzvah. So according to Rav Sheshes, shchita lo mitzvah must be b'shogeg. According to Rav Nachman, it can even be the mazik. So now, if you follow the shitas all the way through, they work out consistent. Rav Sheshes basically says anything b'mazik, you can't come back, and even b'shogeg, anything. Rav Sheshes basically says the only time the kohen can come back is if he does shchita b'shogeg, right? According to Rav Nachman, the only thing that can't come back is if you did Sheirus B'mezid. Because Shechita needs B'shogeg to come back, and even Zrika, if you did it B'shogeg, you can come back. Let's learn that from the Pasuk. Okay. So I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's now going to learn the Makor for Shechita about the Shechita, I think. Right? We know what I mean, because he says, at the time, we heard the Brisa. Kohen, Sha'av, and Avosachavim, a Kohen that did Avodah for an Avodah Zarah, B'shav, any of those Tshuva, Karbana Re'efikoah. Karbana was accepted. B'mai, what case are we talking about? So, Elaim B'shogeg, if he says B'shogeg, my B'shog, what does it mean he returned? What do you mean he returned? Returned from where? He made a mistake. The word Shav doesn't apply to the mistake, right? Shav Omehu, he's already standing right here. Elav Shita B'mezid, must be that he did something B'mezid. But even Zrika, he did it B'zrika, Kishav Maihave. So what he returned? Ha'avad Le'Sherus. He did avodah sheiros mamish to avodah zara. He can't come back. So what's left? Elalav b'shchita. So you see here that if you did shchita b'mezid, you can be chozer. You can come back and do the avodah points of Nachman. Rav Sheshes Amar Lach No La'olam. This is how you explain the brisa. It's b'shogeg. Talking about you did something b'shogeg. What's the only thing according to? It has to be shchita shogeg. We said according to Rav Sheshes. So he can come back. It's b'shogeg. B'hafik Amar she'im shav me'ikaro. If he shav me'ikaro. Meaning, he was shav originally, which means he never had the intent to do the avera. It's shav me'ikaro, right? In shav me'ikaro, dichi aved b'shogeg aved. So when he did the avera, he did it b'shogeg, karbono reyach mikoach. The imlav ain't karbono reyach mikoach. So according to Rav Sheshes, a little stretch in the word, he's saying that if he was shav me'ikaro, which means he never left, we're talking about shchita, so you see that the only time you can come back is if you did shchita b'shogeg, according to Rav Sheshes. Major machlokas, that's a big nafkamina, unfortunately, come binyan beis hamikdash. If you have kohanim who did something wrong, what's going to be letting them come back? Yeah. I don't know. All right. So maybe they won't be able to do the avodah, but there's
the warning.
You have all these problems over there. You're right. Right. So now, another machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes in the same topic. Hishtachavala ovid avodas kochavim. Let's say a kohen the nation bowed down to the avodas zara. Rav Nachman Amar, he can come back. Karbon reyach nikolach. Rav Sheshes Amar, ain't karbon reyach nikolach. No, once he bowed down, he worshipped it. Not that he did worship for it, he actually bowed down to it. Still the same machlokas. Again, I'm assuming it's he's the tshuva. Okay? That's what? Amazing the tshuva. Next case, hold the lavos achavim. I guess he admitted to the avodah zarah. Meaning, I guess he was makabel upon himself that this deity, with a lowercase d, has power or something like that. Again, Rav Nachman Amar Korban Arayach Nicholach, Rav Sheshes Amar Ein Korban Arayach Nicholach. Okay, so now we had three places where we have this machlokas. Utzricha. We have three places. The first case was the kohen who was shogeg b'zricha. The second case we have is the shchita case. The mezid is shchita. And now these cases over here. Utzricha. Right, the E actually in the Hakamaisa, if we only had the first case meaning what? Where Kohen was shogeg with his Rika, and that's where they say the Machlokas is. Rav Nachman says he can come back, Rav Sheshes says he cannot come back. So we say, by Hika Amar Rav Sheshes, only over here Rav Sheshes says that he's Aser, Mishum the Avali Sheirus, which is in the Hoda. So that's very Machlokas, he can't come back, even if he does Tshuva. Aval Shchita, but the Shchita, which is Lau Avali Sheirus, it's not a Hoda, so maybe even Rav Sheshes would agree that he can come back, in a mode way Rav Nachman. The E actually in the Shchita, and if we then add the second case of Shchita, maybe over there we would say that Rav Sheshes says that's why he can't come back, Mishum the Avodah Le'Avoda, because he did something in the process of the idol of the Avodah for the Avodah Zara. About Hishtakava, which he didn't do anything in the process, he just bowed down, the low Avodah Le'Avoda, Emo Lo, maybe Rav Sheshes isn't fully there. Tzricha, the Yashman Shtachava, maybe even Shtachava was listed, but why about the last case? The last case of Hoda, maybe Mishum the Avidei Maisa, by Shtachava, you did an action, but by Hoda, it's either your mind or a Dibur, right? Maybe Aval Hoda, the Dibur Ba'alma, Emolo, maybe Rav Sheshi will agree to Rav Nachman that this guy can come back, therefore Tzricha, we need all four cases. Right, so Rav Sheshi says Dibur Ba'alma is significant. You did it. The question is, will you come back? Can you come back? I don't know if you're five years or not. Okay. The Mishnah then mentions the Ein Zarek Lomer Dover Acha. Right? They said the Kohanim that did Shemush in Beis Chonyav cannot do Avodah in the base of the Mikdash, and Ein Zarek Lomer Kavachomer they did Shemush for the Avodah Zarah. So now the Gemara says Midika Amar the Ein Zarek. Basically, the Mishnah now is clear. Beis Chonyav is distinct from Avodah Zarah. Masma, the Beis Chonyav is not Avodah Zarah. So. Right, it's not a Avodah Zarah. It's Shchut Echus, but it's not a Avodah Zarah. The Kabbalah was the same Shemaya. Right. You can have the best intentions, but if you do it wrong, it's still wrong. Right, that's Rav always quotes a Beit Halevi on that, and that's also in the Tziv in Korah. Explains that the 250 men, what was the reason? They had a real intention, they wanted to come close to Hashem. Well, at the same place of Mother and Avinu, they had the best intentions to come close to Hashem. But there's a mezgeret, there's a framework, and how do you come close to Hashem? Within that framework, you're fine. Once you come out of that framework, that's not good. All right. Listen, some people get burned, some people get swallowed up. It doesn't happen. It's still wrong. You have to be within the mezgeret, within the framework. Okay. Fine. Agreed. Okay. So midik amar, the fact that the Mishnah Tana says ain't tzarech lomar davar acher mechal the Beis Chonyav lav vos lechavim hu. That's clear. It implies that Beis Chonyav is not a house of idol worship, and tnan kemanda amar. So our Mishnah goes like the manda amar who says Beis Chonyav lav vos lechavim hu. And Beis Chonyav is not a place of idol worship. This time we have the following brisa, two versions of this brisa. Osa shana shemesh Shimon Tzadik. That year that Shimon HaTzadik died, right, he was 80 years he was Masharis of the Kohen Gadol in the base of Mikdash. That year he was going to die, Amar Lahan, he told his friends before he died that he was going to die. He knew it was going to come. Amar Lahan, Shana Zo Hu Meis. This year I'm going to die. Amar Lu, when I tell you, how do you know that? Amar Lahan, I'll tell you why. Bechol Shana B'Shana. Sorry, not 80 years, 40 years he was Masharis. 40 years, right? All 40 years that he was the Kohen Gadol, he was Masharis of the Kohen Gadol, Bechol. Right, he said, "Behold, Yom Kippurim. Every year on Yom Kippur, nizdamenly, as I walked in, I saw a demus, like I saw a vision of Zokin Echad of an old man, lovish levonim, wearing white, v'nis atek levonim, and he's wrapped up in levonim, v'nichnas imi. He would walk in with me to the Kodshei Kodashim, v'yatsa imi, and he would come out with me in the Kodshei Kodashim." Right, this maisa is brought down the Yushalmi. It's brought in the Yushalmi in Yoma Perik Hei Halacha Beis. So they ask over there, how is it possible this other person went in with him, even if he's a malach? Doesn't it say by the Kohen Gadol that kol adam lo yeba o moed bevol the chafer because I say so? So and they're dorish that even for malachim. So and that's the whole discussion in Yerushalmi. Actually, Yerushalmi has a discussion about this case. All right? So he says, right? But Yom Kippur is damin zokin echalovish lebonim sati lebonim nifas imi yotze imi. He comes out with me. But Shanazo this year in his daminly the zokin came lovish chorim. He was wearing black. And he was wrapped in black. I guess that was a symbol for a velus. V'nichnas imi, and he came in with me. V'lo yotze imi, and he didn't come out with me. Which is masma that I'm not going to finish my year. La'achar regel, so after Sukkot, that regel I think is Sukkot, right? Because that's the regel that comes immediately following Kippur. It could also be Pesach Hashuas, but I'm assuming it means Sukkot, right? La'achar regel chalos shibus yom. He got sick for 7 days v'meis, and he died. From that moment on, they no longer used the Shem of Mephoros when they did Birchas Kohanim. Right? So B'shas Tiroso, when he's on his deathbed, Amar Lahem, he told all the people around him, Chonyo b'ni yishamish tachti. My son Chonyo should be the Kohen Gadol when I pass. Just look in Josephus to see how he mentions the story also. I'm sure he has. I'm curious. Right, so I'm curious what it, oftentimes we have these historical discussions in the Gemara. It's interesting to see how it's written down in the. What's so far so good? Okay. So Amar Lahan, Chonyo b'ni yishamish tachti. He should be calling God in my stead. Niskane bo shimi achiv. So his brother Shimi got jealous. Shehaya Godel men or station on Mexico, because he was 2.5 years older. So he thought he should be the calling Godel. So Amar Lahan, so Shimi says to Chonyo, bo b'alamedcha seder avod. Let me come teach you how to do the avodah. Chonyo must have been a nincompoop. He didn't know. Well, yeah, he didn't know what was going on here. Right. Yeah, this is before. So Boba Lamed Chaseid Ravoda. He'll be show be unkli v'chagor v'tziltzul. So he just dressed him up in leather garments, which are not, obviously not the Big Day Kahuna, and he tied a belt around him that's not part of the Big Day Kahuna. Right? And Heimido eats the Mizbeah. And he stood up next to the Mizbeah. He'll do the Avoda. Right? And Amr Lahem le'echav ha'kohanim. So then Shimi says, screams to the Kohanim, Ruma nadar zeh v'kim ha'havasu. See what this guy, he took a neder to his loved one, I guess to his girlfriend or his wife, and he's going to be mekayim the neder. He must have taken the neder, which would be, Oswayom sheshtamesh b'kuna gadol, the day that I become a kohen gadol, elbos v'unkeli shilichi, v'echor b'tzilzul shilichi. I wear my own clothing, I don't wear my own belt, I'm not going to wear the big day of the kohen gadol. So, what? Oh, his wife. So, bitchu echav ha'kohanim lahargo. They wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill him. So Ratz mitnayim v'ratzu acharav. So he ran away from them, and they ran after him until he left Yerushalayim. The halach l'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim. He went to Alexandria Mitzrayim. He bought Hashem his beah, and he built him his beah. They ha'olav l'shum avos l'chavim. And he according to this brisa, he shechel avos zara. Yeah, but his younger brother was an idiot. What was he wearing the leather stuff for? What was he putting his on? Yeah, he didn't see his father do the avodah. Doesn't make sense. 40 years he was Mashiach's Kohen Gadol. Yeah. Well, it's not the only time you have it in Nach. You have the sons of Eli, who were Chofni and Pinchas, were no great sheikhs either. Eli was a big tzaddik. They also messed everything up. It happens.
They
didn't agree. Yeah. Okay. Right. Alright, so Baruch Shem is there. Baruch Shem was Chachamim. Because Shem Chachamim the Bavar. So now the Chachamim back in Yishlai and heard what happened. So Amru Mazesh Lo Yorad Lo Lekach. If Shimi, right, who didn't even accept upon himself the Srara, was Mekalkal himself, was such a terrible thing. They heard what the whole story was, behind it. They heard what Shimi did, right? Hayorad Lo, the person who's already appointed. I mean, you're showing the drive for power. So the guy who really didn't even have the power yet was so driven to get the power. Alachas kama v'kama, once he has the power, how driven he'll be to keep it, right? So alachas kama v'kama, therefore we're not going to take him down. We'll let him still be the Kohen Gadol, divrei Rav Meir. That's the words of Rav Meir, that Beis Chonyo was a Beis Avodah Zarah. So Amar lo Rav Yehuda, Rav says to Rav Meir, no, lo kach haya maisa. That's not exactly how it happened. Ella, lo kibel alav Chonyo. Chonyo didn't accept upon himself to be the Kohen Gadol. I guess he was smart enough. He didn't accept it, right? Shahayah Shimi Achiv Godim Memo Shteim Matzah. Because his brother Shimi was 2.5 years older. He said, nah, my father made a mistake. You should be the Kohen Gadol. The Yabal Pekin, nevertheless, once Shimi started to be the Kohen Gadol, Chonya got jealous. There's kind of a Chonya B'Shimi Achiv Amalo, and Chonya says to Shimi, Voda Alamed Chah Seder Avod. Let me teach you how to be a Voda. And the same thing, Vel Bisho Bun Kuli Vachagor Bitzutu Ve Midu Vachar Mosbeach. Vahar Melem Lechav Lekohanim, Yisrat Tekot Lekohanim, Ruma Anodah Zeh Bekim Al-Vaso, Osa Yom Sheshtamish Bekuna Gedola, El Bosh Ben Kuliv Shalchi, Ve Echor Bitzutu Shalchi. He said the same thing, the opposite. Now, Chonyov tricking Shimi. So, Big Chu Echav Lehargo, they wanted to kill Shimi. But what happened? Shimi Sachlem Kolom Ora. Shimi told them everything that took place. So then, Big Chu Hargo Chonyov. Now they want to go kill Chonyov. Right, so Rachu Pneyem, he ran away from them, Rachu Acharov, Rachu Beis HaMelech, he went to the king's house. Right? I'm not sure. Who's the king at that time? Alexander Yamai? I don't know. I guess it depends on when you say the story took place. He went to the king's house. What? Well, at the same time. Remember, it's the week that he died. Right, so where was the king at that time? Right, I think. And the Gemara is always Yanai. Gemara always, every king is Yanai. The real Yanai is much later, but the Gemara uses the terms Yanai for multiple kings. Multiple kings are described as Yanai, but the real, the Janus guy is later. He's later on. Right? So Rashi Pnei Merach, Shuacharav, the Rashi Beis Melech, Rashi Acharav, Kol Rol, so Omer Zehu. Everyone was telling him, here he is, go get him. Zehu. Right, the halach l'Alexandria, Shem Mitzrayim. He went to Alexandria Mitzrayim. Ubon Hashem is beach. The hello of Shem Shemayim. He built him his beach for Shem Shemayim in Alexandria when he got there.
They wanted posters,
right? Tosas asked a good question. Tosas says, "Tema, harei yish kan isser shvut dechutz. If you're clearly violating an isser, how does it change Shemayim? How does it change Shemayim? So Tosa says, "V'nira l'bnei Noach hayamala hanodrim nedarim zelos." If you have the mizbeach was, I guess, originally just for the goyim. I don't know. Okay, right. So he went to and the Shenemar, the pasuk, he has a proof that it was l'shem Shemayim. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Vayomahu yem mizbeach l'Hashem." There'll be mizbeach l'Hashem b'soch Eretz Mitzrayim. There'll be mizbeach in Eretz Mitzrayim. There's the pasuk in Yeshaya. U'matzeva itzok bula l'Hashem. Because Shachamah Chaim Davar, when Shachamah heard what Konya did, Amru u'mazesh shabarch menaka. The person who originally ran away from taking upon responsibility, this is what his end was. Hamidbakish le'irid law, the person who originally wanted it, which was Shimi, Allah has kind of kama, that he's gonna, if we take him away, he's gonna mess up. So therefore we're gonna leave him as the Kohen Gadol also. Okay? So that's my thought. So our Mishnah goes to set, like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Beis Konya was not the same of Avodah Zarah. Tanya, Olena Brisa, Omer Rabbi Shulam Parachia. Rabbi Shulam Parachia says, B'tchila, right, when I became the Nasi, right, B'tchila, Kol HaOmer Alei La, Ani Kofto V'Nosel Ne'ari. I guess anyone who told me that I should mekabel upon myself in the Nasius, I would throw them in front of the lion, because I said, go away. I don't think it's actually too much of the lion. He would send them away. But Atta, but now that I am the Nasi, Kola Omer Li Leirid, whoever tells me to go down from the Nasius, I mean not feel a love, kum shomayim chamim. I guess I throw hot water in their face. Because, you know, once you have it, I'm not stepping down. Shaharei, because he says, the Brisa continues, Sharei Shaul Baruch Mimena, Shaul ran away from the Srara, because when Shmuel wanted to appoint Shaul, right, it says that he was hiding. And nevertheless, the Kisha'Allah, once he became king, Bikesh Laharag as David. He was willing to kill David in order not to lose his kingdom. Once he got the power, very difficult to let go. Very difficult to let go. It is. So Amalei Mar Kshisha Bered Rav Chizda L'Abaye. Rav Chizda says to Abaye, Rav Meir Haikwad Rav Yehuda Mai Ovidle. Rav Yehuda brought a pasuk from Yeshaya that said that there's going to be a Mizbeach LaHashem in Mitzrayim. Mizbeach LaHashem means not a Avodah Zarah. Rav Yehuda said that's the Mizbeach of Konya. Rav Meir says that the Mizbeach of Konya was the Mizbeach LaAvodah Zarah. What did he do with his pasuk? What Mizbeach of Mitzrayim are they talking about? So he says, he learns basically on the following brisa. After Sancheirov was knocked out, right, he came in to be Kovach Yerushalayim, and he had the big Magepa that came in, and they wiped them all out, and they ran away. Yotza Chizkiya, so Chizkiya, who was the king at the time, left Yerushalayim, umatza, and he found B'nei Malachim, Shayoshim, B'Kronos Shel Zohav. There were these five kings, or sons of kings, or princes, I guess, that Sancheirov had captured in Mitzrayim and in Cush, and he brought them to Yerushalayim, and Sancheirov kind of tied them up, sort of showing his power, that he has all these, I believe that's what took place here, so, right? They tied them up, and so Chizkiya let them go free, but he diron shalol avavos sechavim. He made them make a neder, he made them promise that they won't be idol worship. Shneamar, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Vayomahu yiyu chamish arim be'eretz Mitzrayim midvaros svat kanan v'nishbaos l'Hashem tzevakos. There are going to be these five cities, I guess, where these five princes return to, that are going to be nishbaos to Hashem, right? V'hokul av zanjiz l'Mitzrayim, they went out of Zari Mitzrayim, u'bon mizbeach v'hevul av l'shem shemayim. They built a mizbeach l'shem shemayim over there, like to fulfill their neder. Shneamar, Vayomahu yem mizbach l'Hashem b'soch eretz Mitzrayim. That's the mizbeach that's mentioned in the pasuk. But the mizbeach of Beis Chonyo, that's the Avodah Zarah. That's the Avodah Zarah. Want to keep on going? Yes, we can keep on going. Let's go finish the discussion a little further. Okay. Now, the end of that pasuk in Yeshaya said, right in Mitzvot, Hashem Tzevakos, and then it says, Ir HaHeres Yeyamer Le'Efas. I think it means that the one city will be destroyed. I don't know how to translate the type of the words. How he says, what? Sorry? The city of Heres. Yeyamer Le'Efas will be said to one. All right, so my ear Harris Yemer Le'Efas. What does this mean? I hope Rabbi Raz is not looking at this. It says Kidemekami Rabbi Yosef Karta Beis Shemesh, the city of Beis Shemesh, the Osud LeMichrov in the future is going to be destroyed. Is Amar Dehi Chadim in Hon. I guess it's one of these cities. One of these cities where the five went to. Beis Shemesh is going to be destroyed. What? I have to make sure it's outside of the city limits, right? And I'm sorry, city limits over there. This is the second time I remember mentioning Beis Shemesh, right? One time Beis Shemesh was a pretty bad place where they took the Aron, They took the Aron, the Pusim took the Aron, one went to Beit Shemesh or something like that. Another time mentioned Beit Shemesh being destroyed. Yeah. How do we know? It says Ir HaHeres. Heres means Shemesh. Why does Heres mean Shemesh? Right? How do we know that Ir HaHeres was from Shemesh? The Seer, the Pasuk says, in Eo, the Pasuk says, Ha'omer leHeres lo yezrach, Hashem is describing the Gvura. He says, I'm going to tell the Heres, and it's not going to shine. Well, what shine? The Shemesh. So Heres is lost from Shemesh, and that's the city that's going to be destroyed. Okay. There's a little. I don't know how much time Menachem has to prepare, so maybe. What are we at? 5 minutes? Let's just do a few more lines.
No, this is good.
We finish this. No, maybe Menachem will give it a Hamzama. I don't know what he's doing on the plane. This is finished. All right, there's a pasuk, another pasuk by Yeshaya, talking about Lo'asi Lovo, right? In Tivus Golios, the pasuk says, Omar Letzafon Tini, right? Ulateman Al Tikloi. So, and the pasuk then says, Havi'i Banai Ne'rachok, I'm going to bring my son from far, Uvinosai Mikzei Aretz, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. So Gemara says, Havi'i Banai Ne'rachok, was that? Am Rabuna Elu Goyo Shel Bavel, that is the people who are sitting in the Golos of Bavel, Shadaton Mishi Yusheves Aleihem Kebonim. They sit nicely in Golos, their Golos is easy, so they have Yishuv Adas like Bunim. This is the Gemara saying that Nashim Baitim Kolos. So like men, they have Yishuv Adas. However, Ubnosai Nitzei Ares, my Ubnosai can come from the ends of the world. Elu Golios Shavashar Aratzos. Those are the Golios people who are Golos in the other lands. For them, Ein Daitim Yishuvas Alahein Tabanos. Because they are Daitim Kolos, so they're going to be. They had tough times, so they didn't have Yishuv Adas. They're like the daughters. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll be Messiah and tomorrow.